Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your Giggers Showing.
It's obviously the long version. Morena, Amelia.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you doing? What time is it there in Melbourne?
It's a nice 7:30 a.m.
Thank you for getting up. So is this your normal time to get up, or you've just got up to talk to us?
This is maybe a little bit earlier for a Saturday for me, but on a weekday, you know, normal, so I'm used to it.
Great. Oh, it's so good to talk to you again. We spoke a few years ago now. I used your theme on RNZ.
Yes.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Loved it, and love your music ever since. And you've been so busy over this last year or so. One thing that really interested me was the National Library of New Zealand's collaboration that you did. What was that?
Yeah, so the New Zealand National Library, or the Turnbull Library, have been kind of starting to do this new pioneering thing for archiving like digital first music. So, you know, that they do archives of stuff that was made on tape. That's relatively straightforward. You just get the tapes, whatever notes you can find. But with stuff that's made in computers, it's a little bit hard because, you know, something that you made in one program on one computer in 2005, it doesn't necessarily just work on your new laptop or your new computer. So you kind of need a different approach to doing it. So they started off with Luke Roll, who's Eyeliner and Disaster Radio, and did an archiving project for By Now and also Charisma. And yeah, I was their kind of like second little experiment.
So what does that actually mean in terms of somebody going to look for what you've done at the library? You know, do you understand what I mean? Is it like a tangible project that you can listen to?
Yeah, I mean, you won't find it on the on like a bookshelf, but you can find it on the online archive, and so basically it's kind of like every part of the album is either it's like recorded and written down in detail, or is an audio file that you can listen to, and also all of the stems, so the individual tracks, are fair use license, which basically means that if you want to make a remix or mess around with them or use kind of like a piano line that I wrote in your own song, you can do that.
Oh, so, I understand. Yeah. Oh, what a great project. So it's all broken down into parts of the actual compositions.
Yeah, absolutely. And because that can be a little bit abstract, you know, it's like a bunch of MP3, you know, a bunch of WAV files on one side and a kind of a spreadsheet on the other side. Yeah. There's also a series of videos where I talk through what's going on in all of the tracks, you know, how they were made, what kind of decisions there were, and yeah.
Gee, and how many other artists are participating in this? Do you know?
Or? I mean, at the moment, it's just been me and Eyeliner / Disaster Radio,
right, okay.
Luke. But I'm sure that they'll be moving onto another one soon. It's it's really kind of just getting started, and it's a very exciting thing because, you know, people have been making music on their computers now for like 20 years, and no one's really figured out how to archive it in a way that you can actually, you know, go back and access it again without, you know, having a computer from 2003.
It's all beginning to make sense. Sorry, it took me so long to work that out.
No, it's like it's a bit of a fiddly little thing.
Very. And that project of yours is called Banana Melia.
Yes, that was my last album.
Yeah, the music archive. So you're back, and we're talking about the gig that you're coming to Tāmaki Makaurau to do in April. At Double Whammy, and it's your new album, The Joy of Living album release show. What a marvellous concept this is. It is actually about the joy of living, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, and I do everything a little bit backwards with my music, so I did think of the album name before I made any of the tracks, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got a very much a nature theme. When I say you've been a busy bee, that would be, you know, that would fit perfectly, wouldn't it?
It's got both a lot of kind of like field recordings from basically every time I've been back home to Tamaki since I moved over here to Nam. I've taken a little field recorder and I've kind of, you know, walked down to a lake or something, gotten some recordings. And then also I spent a lot of time making fake animal and insect noises on synthesizers, which was good fun. Yeah,
I bet. How do you make a fake insect noise? You just copy it, I guess.
It's a lot of looking at waveforms to figure out how things are moving and then trying to figure out if you've got all the right buttons on your synthesizer to do that as well.
And to try to copy their little mouths.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, we could talk for an hour about how
because that track that I was talking about previously, the theme tune that I used, that had cicadas in it.
Yes. Yeah.
That was
kind of. Those were real cicadas. That was kind of like my first foray into the insect world. That that album just has kind of like two field recordings on it that I used kind of a few times. But the new one has a lot of different stuff going on.
Right. Okay. So let's play a track off it. And also we're obviously going to talk about the gig because it's a real feel good gig. If you want to feel some good vibes, you'd be coming to this show, wouldn't you?
I hope so. Yeah.
You absolutely would, because the tracks we're going to play are really uplifting. They are about the joy of living, and about what's around us in the natural world. The track we're going to play now is Listen to the Sound of the Wind, which came out a couple of days ago, and it's very much it is just totally embedded in the nature theme. So give it a spin. Here we go.
Yeah. Good morning, Karen.
Oh, that's not it, is it? that's the wrong one. I've got to find it first of all, Amelia. That could be my next issue.
No worries.
I'll just be one moment looking for it. But listen to the sound of the wind. Tell me a little bit about this while I cue it up.
Yeah, so this is, very excitingly, this is the last single before the album kind of comes out proper. I don't know. With this song, I'm just really glad that it came together because it was a little bit the problem child of the album. It took me a long time to figure out how it should sound and how it should be, and I think listening to it, you can hear it's a little bit less of a electronic synth dance thing than I'm used to, so it was a little bit out there, but very fun getting together all the different percussion instruments that are in there, mostly sourced from weird op shops and junk stores.
Was it? Okay. So I'm going to have another crack at it. It could be a terrible moment where George Henderson jumps in again. We do a pre-recorded thing with George after 10 o'clock, but I'm going to try it again, okay? Shall we go?
All right.
Yes, I can hear the nature happening.
There you go.
Listen to the sound of the wind. Listen in the sand and the sea. The world is alive, every sun-loving flower in bloom. Can your heart hear the sound?
Beautiful. That's Amelia Bealey. The world is alive. Every song is away. Oh, I'm rudely interrupting. That's lovely. That's a trick ending, Amelia.
Yeah, this is the real ending this time. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I always have fun when I'm sitting here by myself trying to, you know, this is something that you do all the time, work with a desk. I'm sure you're far more capable than me. Yeah.
Oh no. It's.
Do you have your own studio there?
I mean, I've got my own garage. Yeah. It's. I think it would be a little bit grandiose to call it a studio, but it's got a lot of synthesizers and weird little bits and pieces of instruments in it.
Did you get them when you were in Nam, or did you take them with you?
I mean, a few things we took over, but sadly for New Zealand, a lot of that stuff is just cheaper over here. So I was able to pick up a few, you know, bits of kit that I kind of had always wanted. But yeah, kind of a combination.
Great. So we're talking about the gig that's on at the Whammy Bar on Friday, April 17th, and it's the Joy of Living, your album release show. Congratulations, by the way. You'll be happy that
Thank
this
you.
Is out.
I am extremely happy.
Yeah. And that word resonates with the gig, because who are you playing with that night?
Yeah, so it's a very, very sweet lineup. It's me with Baby Zion off, Samara Alofa, and the Kiss and Makeup Club, who it's their first gig in 20 years. So that's very exciting.
The Kiss and Makeup Club are DJs.
Yes, it's a 2000s DJ duo.
Yeah, and they've got, what are their names?
Lazy Mama and Dustin Diamante. Yeah, I mean, they were kind of like legendary in Auckland when I was like, in high school, but I never got to go to their gigs because I was like a little bit too young. And so being able to kind of like hook that up for this, it's kind of, yeah, kind of adolescent dream come true for me.
Influential in your life then. So where did you hear them if you weren't able to go to any gigs?
I mean, they were just kind of like infamous cool guys in the scene, and they all went on to do, I mean, both of them kind of went on to do other stuff, and you know, people would be like, oh, you know, well, you've seen them do this, but did you ever get to go to Kiss and Makeup Club? And I'd go, no. I was, you know, 16.
And now you will.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But if you've just joined us, I'm talking to Amelia Berry. I'm Amelia. She has got her album release gig on at Whammy, which is on April 17th. So you've got about a month to go. So, you know, winding up for that, no doubt.
Yes, yeah. I was up late yesterday doing kind of like slight remixes of the songs to play live, because you never just want it to be the same kind of thing.
Yes, when you say slight remixes to play live with all your backing tracks, you mean?
Well, yes, I mean,
like a guide track for you.
Well, it's you know, like you kind of trigger a bunch of bits and pieces of the track live. It's kind of complicated to explain, I guess. I've never really had to talk about it before. But yeah, you have like chunks of the song and like the drums or the other bits, and you trigger them to play it at various points. Yeah, because I, you know, you can't have a band playing some of this stuff.
Right, yeah, no, I get all that. So, but what you're doing is that you are changing that up for this gig so that it sounds different than it does, so slightly different, like a live version, which is different from the album.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, there's like a few things to consider. You know, you want it to be like a little bit maybe dancier, have a bit of a more of a kind of louder kick drum and stuff for a live setting, and you maybe want the tempo to be a bit different. You maybe want it to be a little bit longer.
Quite a lot of work involved.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. And to also make sure you're hitting all those buttons at the right time.
Yes, it's Yeah, it's not as difficult as being in a real band, but it's got its own challenges.
Right, a real band. Okay, let's play Baby Zion off. This is fun, and I've got a theme this morning, which is a little theme on space. This is perfect because it's called Space.
Oh, awesome.
Space Holiday. So, Space Holiday from Baby Zion off and Moody V.
Space holiday.
Who wouldn't want to go on that holiday? That's Baby Zion off and Moody V. I'm talking to Amelia Berry in Melbourne in Nairn. And yeah, what a great track, what a fun track.
Yeah. I did some kind of technical work on that album. And so it's nice to hear it after like a little bit of distance. I mean, what a banger.
And it gives people an idea of what this show is going to be like, the Joy of Living album release show. You have Baby Zion off, Samara Alofa, and the Kiss and Makeup Club DJs as well. So that's the whole feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so exciting for me to come home to play this gig. And it was kind of really important for me that the album release show, you know, on the when the album comes out should be in Tamaki and with so many of my friends. Like, Alia, who is Baby Zionov, is probably my, like, closest musical collaborator.
Yes.
You know, for their sins, they have to listen to all of my tracks with me going, is this good or is this really terrible? And they'll say, you know, well, this bit's terrible, but I think the rest is good.
Well, that's honest. And what about Samara? Yeah. How long have you known Samara?
I've known Samara kind of like a little bit through the scene over the last few years, but Samara and Polly Hill did a release called Aquarius, and they asked me to do a remix for it, which came out last year now, I guess. And that was a really cool experience, and just kind of like working on that track, I was like, wow, I would love to see this live. You know, I haven't got to see this live for years. And so,
it's going to be a good lineup. And your childhood dream of seeing Lazy Mama and Dustin Diamante, did you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come true, right. Very good. So that's Friday, 17th of April at Whammy Bar. And what day is the album out?
The album is, I believe, also out on the 17th.
So so it's that particular night. And what about tickets if people would like to go?
Yeah, so tickets are available through Under the Radar. Hopefully it will be mostly sold out in pre-sales. So
it's a very good price. It's $20 plus booking fee, which is great for three bands. I mean, it's cheap as.
Yeah, absolutely. And
the early bird tickets, yeah. I don't know what the others are. Are they more?
No, it's there aren't going to be more expensive tickets. I think we're looking into introducing a bundle with the record, so you can buy a ticket and the record for a bit of a discount. But
great.
Sorting out some back end details for that.
Yeah, all right. So you've got plenty more to do. So let you get back to it. Have you had a coffee yet?
Not yet. That's task number two on my Saturday to-do list.
Next on the agenda. And you sent us the tracks to play, and the one that we're going to just end with is La Tigra and Hot Topic. Is this a favourite?
This is like a kiss and make up signature tune, I believe.
Okay. All right, Amelia, great to chat to you. Thank you for being up so early in Nam for us, and let you get back to your coffee, and really looking forward to having you back in Tamaki on April 17th.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. Me too. Thank you.
Okay, here's La Tigra and Hot Topic. We hope, Amelia, we hope. We pray.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.